Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as Mormonism, you see a very different views of the end times than we would see in the Bible. First off, as we've been discussing all week, they have a view that they can become God. That's not something you see in the Bible. They believe that when they get married here on earth in their temples, that that marriage continues for eternity. What you end up seeing is that in Mormonism, it is a man-made religion. Now, I'm not saying man-made as in human-made. I mean man-made as opposed to female. Because what you see in heaven is everything for the guy. The woman, what does she get to go to heaven? She gets to be with her family and be eternally pregnant, producing spirit babies. Now, their children on earth could become gods of their own planets. Don't quite know how the family structure stays that way. I mean, there has to be gods everywhere if Mormonism is true. But all the planets would have to be populated because they'd have all these gods out there. And so they argue that in heaven, what you have is men who would have their multiple wives. And there's three levels of heaven, in fact. There's a level just for the Mormons where the celestial kingdom, the good Mormons go. They can have their own planets. You have the terrestrial, and then you have the lowest level. You also have hell. Hell is, by the way, lightly populated. Only people like me would be there that disagree with Mormonism. But if you want to get examples of how to witness to Mormons, get the new book called Sharing the Good News with Mormons that just came out. It's available at strivingforeternity.org.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.